In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Orioles riding a 7-game losing streak as they head into action tonight in Milwaukee. And let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. And Mike Bordick, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer. And he joins us now. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. So let's start with the Brandon Hyde of it all. Your reaction to his firing on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Ken. Good talk with you today. Yeah, I was a little taken back by it. I didn't honestly expect it. I think Mike Elias came out the week before, a week and a half before, and said he was totally behind, you know, Brandon Hyde. And that might have been obviously the kiss of death right there. But I thought they should have waited until the off season if they were thinking about moving a manager. I think they could have used other coaches as an example, maybe the pitching coach because the starting pitching stinks. Could have been a hitting coach because the hitting can't do anything. It's runners in scoring position. And that might have sent a little bit of a message. But and I only say that because these guys have been through everything together, right? You want to try to keep things consistent and at least try to keep a consistent message with, you know, the team. And now replacing them with Manzolino, it's still the same voice. These are all the guys you brought in. So, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but a lot of the moves haven't.
Bordy, something that I don't think makes much sense. Brandon Hyde's the only manager that Mike Elias has had. They came in at the same time in 2019, and Mike Elias is scheduled to meet with the media today at 5:30. Why wait 4 days to address the media?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Good job, Bone. Thank you.
I think that especially kind of rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I mean, my gosh, what a lack of respect for Brandon Hyde. Wasn't he manager of the year for like 2 years? Brandon did a lot of stuff for Mike Elias, and he put through some of the hardest times any manager could be put through, and he handled himself, I think, with great dignity and grace and tried to keep some of the worst teams ever constructed positive and playing the best brand of baseball he possibly could to help start create a culture. And he kind of did. And the culture changed and winning started coming the Orioles' way. So, you know, to use him as the scapegoat, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And Mike Elias admitted, well, a lot of this stuff was, you know, his doing. Well, it's really all his doing. So, he should just suck it up and say, we're just going to try to do better with what we have and maybe make some moves to make this team stronger. Things just haven't worked out.
So along those lines, do you also find it odd that, okay, so they pushed Freddie Gonzalez out at the end of last year, and then I guess he in talking to us earlier this year, kind of made it sound like, and on his on
MLB
Sirius
Radio,
MLB
yeah.
Radio, made it sound like they were trying to start that process a year before. So he's got MLB managing experience and some actual sort of thoughts about the job. They got him out before the season started. Now they throw Tim Cousins out as well. And as much as Michael Elias paid lip service to the things he's not doing right, the hitting program that he completely reconstructed again, he's not changing anything over there. And the innards of their pitching incubator that's never developed a single pitcher of their own, innards. They didn't change anything there, Bordy. How does that part of this strike you?
Yeah, that might be the most shocking thing. I mean, because everything that he's kind of created here, he didn't bring baseball guys. Then he brought driveline guys in, that help with spin rate and velocity and bat speed and exit velocity. Not the guys that work on, oh my gosh, I feel like crap today. How am I going to get the barrel on the ball? You know,
yeah.
You know, those kind of things. And so, yeah, there are, we can point the finger, I guess, a lot of ways. I mean, the team has definitely had its share of rough luck with injuries, and I'm actually starting to get sick and tired of the expected numbers, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can only go so far with that. This team's got to produce. They haven't produced. So, you know, I think this is really a great opportunity to move forward because they've had such an incredible regression, and I think it started, you know, obviously back in the middle of last summer when, you know, the offense started fading. Their pitching, thank goodness their pitching stayed somewhat stable, right, to keep their head above water and give them a chance to even get into the postseason. And this year is just a calamity of errors. And what really bothers me the most, I could, you know what, talent is going to be talent. But if you ask any guy that played the game, a big league manager will sit back and he'll say, listen, errors are errors. They happen. But if it's a mental mistake, go fix it in the minor leagues. This is not the place to where we have to deal with teaching a guy where to throw a baseball, how to run the bases, where to go on cutoffs. I mean, come on. That's the stuff that's getting me.
Yes.
You know, and so that's where I thought the Orioles had an incredible advantage. I just thought they played the game better than anybody. And where that evaporated to, I have no idea. It just disappeared. I'm seeing guys walk down the first baseline now. I'm seeing guys not put pressure on defense. I'm seeing guys what I'm seeing that bothers me most is balls just rolling around the infield with no direction. So, you know, there are a few things going on that I think they should really pay attention to first, and that's playing the game right. Playing the game hard and playing the game right, and then move on from there.
Talking with Mike Bordick, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. So, Bordy, you've been on some really good teams. You've been on some bad teams. Just your perspective of this, they've now lost 7 in a row. They are 3-13 in May. How much worse is this going to get before it gets better?
My gosh. No, it stinks, and baseball is so fickle, too, because I've played on some really great teams that went on losing streaks, and you just wonder, like, oh, my gosh, when you're in the midst of it, like, what is going to happen tonight? And it's just common. It's human nature, and I think that's what the Orioles are figured out now. You know, it wasn't too long ago where we were sitting back saying, oh, my gosh, how are they going to win tonight, right? Now it's like, how are they going to lose tonight? And it's just one night after another, and it's just every different kind of way. They're falling behind. They're getting back ahead. They're showing signs of life. They show no life. There's a mistake. I mean, my gosh, every possible way imaginable. So, you know, I think trying to stay positive is obviously really important. I would love for guys to just, you know, try to find a way. This is the beauty of Major League Baseball. The next day is a new day. You know, you get to start over, and they all get to start over and try to put the right foot forward. You know, some guys are doing pretty well right now. They just have no pitching. And come on, we have to be realistic with that. If you don't have pitching, you just are not going to win at the major league level, period.
Bordy Jackson Holliday, since April 23rd, leads all qualified second basemen in OPS. Has Jackson Holliday arrived?
I think that's no. No, he hasn't arrived. He's found a little way to get some success and confidence, which I think is so important for these young players. And that's really the beauty. I think every one of these guys now that's come up, Gunnar, Adley, Westberg, Colton Cowser, they've all experienced success up here. They've experienced good times now. And Holliday's in the midst of a really nice time where he's feeling good, he's feeling comfortable, and he's staying consistent. And all these guys have shown that.
But they've also shown down times where they're struggling. And Holiday's going to have struggles again.
Yeah.
And now it's a matter of how do you get yourself out of it. We just witnessed, and we're witnessing it right now. Adley Rutschman, you know, I mean, 2 years, considered one of the better catchers in all of baseball. And he's just in an offensive fucking funk, and he cannot get out of it right now. And so, you know, these, it's just living and learning and experience and getting more at-bats and more at-bats. I mean, but I love the fact that he's having success and he looks good. And I like that they moved him up to the top of the lineup. Let these kids go, man. When the kids get going, they got the blinders on, let them run and let them run wild. And I hope they, right now is the opportunity to bring all the young guys up. Let's see, man. Let's see what they got.
Yeah.
And let's see what we need and give them all a chance. Because what do we have to lose? I don't see that we're going to be able to get back in this thing with what we got.
Bordy, I feel for Tony Manziello in a lot of ways. Like, he didn't ask for this. He clearly didn't want it. And I think the early returns is probably, I think he'd be the first to admit, just based on what he said out loud to this point, that he might not really be ready for it or gotten his head around it yet. But, like, this team's been in disarray for a while. Is there any part of you that's kind of like, man, like, this is the best we could sort of coach him up? Like, it's some of the stuff he's saying is kind of out there for me, for a major league manager. No matter how you got there, he's managing a major league team that's in disarray right now. And you know what I mean? I don't know how much you're listening to what he's saying, but it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, and some of his moves can already be kind of criticized.
Yes.
And listen, the game moves super fast when you're not in that position. He's certainly not used to it. I know he's had aspirations of being a manager before. And I think what we're seeing, I think what we're seeing with how Manzalino's talking, since he's been the infield coach, and he's been the infield coach with the youngest infielders in baseball. So he's talking like that. Like, this is who he's dealing with, younger players. He's not dealing with mature players that can take criticism and heat and realism. He's dealing with young players that are still fragile, man. And I think and this is what they all do. They try to stay positive. And that's what you have to do, really, because you don't want to break the young guys mentally. You want to try to keep them positive and going. So I think that's the fine line that he's walking, trying to deal with the media and these kids, because as soon as something negative comes out there, if he says the wrong thing about Adley or Gunner or any of them, it's just going to blow up. And next thing you know, there's going to be more turmoil and controversy than all these guys are already dealing with.
Bordy and the Bone tonight at 6. Baltimore baseball tonight. Orioles and Brewers at 7:40. The second of a 3.
Bordy, you're sure you're not in a closet here somewhere?
Yeah, why are you not here yet?
Are you not in this building? I'm not convinced that you're not in this building.
I am not there yet, but I got to get there, man. I'm going to be late.
Yeah, well, you know.
Bordy would never miss a spring training game in Fort Myers.
No, he would not. He'd have been. He'd have driven the night before to make
like
sure.
Buck, he would have rented a helicopter if he had it to get there.
Oh yeah, sure.
Bordy, we'll see you soon.
All right, you guys. Make sure you check out Baltimore Baseball.
Sir.
Bone.
Yes,
sir. All right. And also that baseball podcast too.
Yes, right. And Lido Pizza. Yes. Thanks, Bordy. Coming up next, we go down on the farm, and what's Trevor Rogers been up to? Well, nothing good. We'll update you. Braxton Bragg looks pretty good, and Kobe Mayo's been playing some first base of late. At least they figured it out. We go down on the farm.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Up next here on The Fan.
The count 2-2. And the pitch home. That's a fly ball launched to left. Bowen's back turning one way. Looks the other. That one over his head and high off the wall. Down to third. Marcy rounding and heading home. The relay. The throw home by Soto is late.
Somebody named Otto Lopez, who Jason might be familiar with.
Yeah. He was hitting well for Miami earlier this year.
Yeah, doubles off of Trevor Rogers. That was courtesy of Tides TV. Trevor Rogers stinks. It could be one of the worst trades in franchise history, as you gave up Kyle Stowers, who was killing it, and Connor Norby for Trevor Rogers, who may never throw another pitch in anger for the Baltimore Orioles.
Just to digress for a second here, Kyle Stowers tonight faces a right-handed starter who he's seen twice in his career, and he's homered off him both times.
Wow.
So, and you can get a plus 500. And he's also slugging just under 600 at home, where that game will be played. Yeah, it hasn't been so good for Trevor Rogers. I'd be interested to see, you know, where Mike Elias is in the parable of Trevor Rogers. Like, they thought he was going to save their season. Oh, no, we knew he was broken.
We knew he was hurt.
Oh, he's going to be an interesting depth piece for us. Oh, we had the DFA Gibby. And we got to put Morton back in our rotation. Where's Trevor Rogers? Well, Trevor Rogers is sporting an 8.10 ERA for the Norfolk Tides. 13 and a third innings pitch through four appearances, so you can do the math on that. 16 hits and 12 earned runs in 13 and a third innings pitch with six walks. He does have 15 strikeouts. The International League's batting a cool .291 off Trevor Rogers.
That's not good for a pitcher.
It's a high batting average.
Yeah, that's a good batting average. I'm the batting average expert here. That's
you bet like everybody you're facing is Rod Carew.
Yes.
Let's go from one pitcher to another. We know Creed Williams ended up getting the IA bump over the weekend. Did Braxton Bragg get the IA bump?
Let's hear a little Braxton Bragg.
1-0 Chesapeake. Bragg comes set. The payoff. Is a swing and a miss for strike three. Bragg wins the battle with a cutter down and in. He has his second strikeout of the afternoon. Go to. Swing and a miss. He got him. It was a sword drawn by Barstad on a fastball up and away. Bragg bounces back from the walk. He has six strikeouts this afternoon.
Bay Sox TV with the call, and you guys got a chance to sit down with Braxton Bragg. What do you
think? We did.
What do you think of him so far, and could we be seeing him at Norfolk in the near future?
I mean, he's another one who is in that Brandon Young, fringy starter, maybe better in the pen. He's velo is ticked up, but is that sustainable? Regardless, He's an interesting arm, and at a time where there's not a whole lot of interesting stuff happening. He did throw 80 pitches, which was a season high. They're going to have to, again, continue to let these kids throw a little bit more in the minors if they're truly going to learn from their mistakes in the past. Four walks in this outing, you know, that's obviously problematic, and part of the reason that he just went five. But it was definitely his best outing since being moved up to Double A at the end of April. That lineup he faced was without Travis Bazzana, the number one overall pick from a year ago, who got hurt in Chesapeake on Wednesday.
Now out 10 weeks.
Yeah, the word was when we were at the ballpark, I guess Sharkey was down there, overheard one of the coaches talking about an oblique.
Yeah.
It looks like it turned out to be an oblique.
Sharkey.
He had scoop. Yeah, he came running up. And he's like
father, like
it's
son.
It's an oblique. I'm like, really? Jeez, it was. So, yeah, I mean, nice showing from Braxton Bragg. And hopefully he can pitch well at Double A and get himself to Triple A at some point this season. But, you know, I think just, look, this is what's going on in Norfolk right now. Brnovich has a 5.6 ERA. Cam Weston has a 4.7 ERA. Waiver claim of the century, Thaddeus Ward, guys.
Yeah, they snuck him through.
Yeah, they snuck Thad Ward through. Yeah, thank God. He's walked 25 guys in 37 innings in Triple A. So Thad Ward might not be what Manzolino needs right now. Cade Stroud's got a 7.5 ERA. I used to be interested in Rosney Contreras. His 5.8 ERA ain't doing a whole lot for me right now. Yeah, it's slim pickings. Carlos Tavares showing himself kind of well. He's a one-inning reliever. Probably more of a sixth-inning guy at the major league level than the way he's been used as a more of a closer in his minor league career. But, like, we're going through Norfolk. Like, there's close to nothing there. Like, there's really seriously close to nothing there in terms of who could help. Brnovich, I think, again, he's at least 44 strikeouts and 41 and two-thirds. Is he someone who gets a look at some point just because with going through the Tommy John and being in this organization as long as he is and with them on pace to win 60 games, why not? Like, yeah, I think if somebody gets hurt in the pen, sure. But it's pretty bleak. Sam Basayo's in a great vein of form. Yeah. I think we see Sam. I said this a few weeks ago. I think we start to see Basayo maybe here playing first base sooner than anybody kind of thought. And the catching thing progresses as it progresses. I think we probably see, like, Dylan Carlson last night, you know, getting picked off. He got away with it. But, like, do you want that, or would you rather see Fabian or Beavers? Dylan Beavers isn't like,
great catch,
great pop up bunt, and he looks weird in the outfield.
We'll always have that catch,
but he's a switch hitter, and they gave him $1 million.
Hey,
wouldn't you rather see Fabian or Beavers? Like, these kids are 25; they're not 21. It's not like they're not ready.
Before we step out, they finally have started playing Kobe Mayo at first base.
A little bit.
Yeah, like every time I look, it's
since he's been sent down, he's played third four times, first four times. He played third yesterday, and also a couple days ago, he had two errors at third base.
Yeah, it should be first base and right field. The third base thing, you're not. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Yeah,
they've got Ramon. Even with Westy being on the slow track, you've got Ramon. You've got Rivera. This guy. When would you ever want to play him at third base instead of them?
No, you don't. Hey, we want to take your calls coming up at the bottom of the hour, 345-410-583-1057. What do you expect to hear from Mike Elias? What are your initial thoughts on Tony Manzolino? But coming up next, all the young dudes, and we look at one dude in particular, Jackson Holliday, and what have we seen from him since his dad helped him make an adjustment to his swing? We discuss next here on the...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A fan.
Orioles lost last night 5-4. Jackson Holliday, though, had another hit and had some decent at bats there for the Birds. And he has, as Bone pointed out yesterday, what'd you say, best OPS for
still does, yeah, even after last night. 878 OPS since April 23rd. That leads all qualified second basemen in that span.
Now, to give you the full part of the story, this had nothing to do with the Orioles coaching staff. This was something that his father, Matt Holliday, a very good major leaguer in his own right, picked up on and told Jackson about, and then Jackson made the adjustment.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're still talking about the second youngest player in the major leagues. So, like, for him to make the strides that he's making is a big deal. Like, to what Bordy said, is there going to be another side to this? Is this, like, yeah, it's a constant process. And he's starting to stand out. Like, it's kind of like him and Cedric Mullins right now, right? Like, if I was advanced scouting the Baltimore Orioles.
And Ramon Laureano.
True.
Yes.
I'd be like, those are the three guys you can't really let beat you right now. And if somebody else does, then you probably threw a meatball. So I will be interested to see how this ebbs and flows. But for where this franchise is right now, there's no reason not to keep writing his name first in the lineup. Like, that should be, if you don't want to do it against super tough lefties, I get it. But, like, we should be leaning into that fully. I think he's continuing to make strides at second base. I like the quality of the at-bats. I did feel like in one of the at-bats last night, though, you saw that the elevated velocity, I think, is still a little bit of a thing, and he's going to have to be really judicious with what he lays off and what he goes after up there. But
he likes the high ones.
Everything about the way he's comporting himself, he's given off major league vibes. He never gave me major league vibes last year. After spring training. Spring training, you look like a major leaguer. When they made him go back to Norfolk and started all that, from there on out, he didn't look like a major leaguer. This time last year when I went and saw him playing Scranton, I came back here and said, don't look like a major leaguer to me.
He looks like it now. And the other thing is, this thing has become such a bleep show that we can't even find. This is a great story, except everything else around him, it's like that scene in The Naked Gun where the fireworks are going off and you're like, nothing to see here, please disperse. We can't even take joy in this because the whole thing is a disaster. I mean, the team, not him.
No, it, look.
But that's kind
we're
of the
have
sad.
To find our positives where we can.
That's exactly it. Where it's almost in this type of lost year, you're almost taking that rebuild mentality where it's like, what can you glean? What can you hope on? Type of thing. And that's Jackson Holliday right now. And you mentioned the fastballs, and I think that was his second to last at bat last night where he struck out. But if you look at it season long, and this goes to the quality of at bats, the whiff percentage, 17.4% against fastballs last year, 32.9. So that's 15% difference.
No, there have been significant strides made. And look, and I just said it, he's the second youngest player in the major leagues. He looks like he went back to his offseason home, right? Which I guess is in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they got that whole incubator
of their own. Personal accountability for the bleep show that his second half was. And his, the kid shouldn't have been here, and he's playing a position. They didn't even teach him to play in the minors.
Yeah.
They set him up to fail the way they handled everything about him, from killing his confidence when he should have made the team coming out, to doing the stupid Tony Kemp thing, to then bringing him back up here. Remember, then he misses all that time on the IL, barely plays any second base on the other side of it, and then you got the GM saying, oh, he and Kobe Mayo are going to save the season. Who needs a trade deadline? I got the answers from within. So they set him up to fail, but rather than him wallow and mire in that the way some older guys, 27-year-old, might be. He clearly took a lot of personal accountability. He did transform his body. He transformed his approach. He transformed his swing decisions. He transformed literally his mechanisms, his timing mechanisms, his toe tap. And of the dudes who I don't want traded right now, he's the only one I feel good about.
Yeah. Can we get Matt Holliday to work with the other hitters?
Can we get a hitting coach who's maybe hitting in the major leagues and been successful at it?
Somebody that's actually good at baseball, not at looking at numbers.
Trying to score some points.
Some points. We need more points, yes. Got to score
honestly,
more points than the other team.
Like,
Bo.
Of the people, like, every time Sed does well, I'm like, boy, I hope those numbers look awesome at the All-Star game, at the All-Star break, and they trade him. Like Laureano's doing what he's doing, which is great. Trade him before he goes cold. Like, of the dudes who I'm not looking at saying when they do something good, it's like, great, hopefully you get more for them. Outside of them, again, who do you feel good about?
Well,
on this entire baseball team right now, on this entire roster?
Well, that's the continuing conversation. In terms of the young guys, throw Sed and Laureano out of it. Year over year, he's the only one that's better. Jackson. That's it.
And the fact that the youngest one is the one who seems to have made the most gains year over year. But people keep telling me Adley Rutschman is a leader and Adley Rutschman is the franchise. And, oh, Adley Rutschman is this or that. I'll tell you this right now.
He had a good series in Toronto.
I don't think he's a better defensive catcher than Maverick Hanley.
No, he's not.
A better defensive catcher than Maverick Hanley.
No, he's not. No.
And they didn't think he was a better defensive catcher than James McCann, who's in AAA, because McCann started with the ace, Corbin Burns. I got news for you. He wanted no part of throwing to Adley Rutschman, a below-average garbage catcher who can't throw anybody out in that game.
Can't get the ball to second base. He wanted no part of it. Like for some reason, that kid can't get the ball to second base anymore. What is?
He can't block the ball.
Yeah.
It's bad. He's not special at anything other than being really bad at Major League Baseball right now across the board.
And once again, it needs to be pointed out, two people on this baseball team have made adjustments this year. Both came from the outside. Jackson Holliday, his dad, and Sagano, Yuke got it from his Japanese pitching coach. Nobody in the incubators and the Wizards and the Warlocks have made a significant adjustment to anybody on this baseball team.
But none of them got reassigned or fired.
No.
And
they keep doing the same thing. It's eventually going to hit, Jason. Mm-hmm. It's going to – you keep plugging away, and eventually
– hey, look.
That square peg's going to pounce in that round hole.
And they'll eventually get what's most important of all. Not parades, not rings, not World Series. You might be getting another number one Baseball America banner. You make the right trades at the deadline.
Lottery, Jason.
You might get to be the number one farm team – per Baseball America, which I think is all they really get their rocks off on over there.
Here's the problem, though. Thanks to the last Orioles tank, they've changed the rules of the draft, so there's no
guarantee. I'm talking about getting
prospects. Yeah, but do you trust them to make trades to get prospects? I don't.
I don't trust them to do anything, but I'm just saying.
Taking 1-1s, but they're not. You can't do that 2 years in a row anymore. And anyway, one ear for the people. 410-583-1057. What do you think of Tony Manzalino so far? What do you expect to hear from Mike Elias at 5:30? It's less than 2 hours away. 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next here on The Fan. Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Mike Elias is going to speak to the media in Milwaukee in a little under 2 hours. What do we expect to hear from him? Also, your initial impressions of Tony Manzalino, the interim manager, and what do you think of this baseball team that has now lost seven straight and is 3-13 in the month of May? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Andy in Dundalk. Andy, you're on The Fan.
Guys, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Hanging in there, brother.
I'm glad to be calling y'all again. I was like on a 2 year summer hiatus where I didn't call anymore because I felt like I was the only person that wanted to speak out against Brandon Hyde, wanting to use, you know, so many pitchers all the time. And even in the last week, it was like he would bring in two pitchers in a game that only threw five pitches and got three outs, and yet he left Aiken in the same game in between the two to throw 35 pitches. That was in a Povich start, where Povich only throwing 79 pitches when he's throwing well, only giving up 200 runs. And then the following start, he is not pitching well, and he gives up 500 runs, and he lets him throw 99 pitches or 95 pitches somewhere. He was over 90. Manzalino's letting starters throw into the 90s, even though they're not doing their best job. He's giving them the opportunity and showing them that he has confidence in them. And to me, that's important. And he's also doing the same with the relievers. He's letting them throw multiple innings when they haven't thrown a lot of pitches. And use Craig Morton as a middle reliever, something that's been lost on this team since Hyde started here. So I want to give Manzalino a chance. I'd like to let him see him finish the season and see how he can work from there.
Appreciate the call. A couple things. Number one, Craig Morton, as much as I loved him, quarterback for the Broncos and the Cowboys, quarterback for the Broncos when they lost to the Cowboys in the Super Bowl in like 78, I want to say. Bone can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Also, he's managed three games, two of which they were down 7-0 in the second inning. So
yeah,
I don't know.
He will never, I'm going to go out on a limb. He will never manage in the major leagues again, and he will not be managing this team.
Maybe in 10 years.
It said 10 years.
10 years.
Give him 10 years.
Maybe. 10 years burning down the road, in the words of Bruce Springsteen.
What song is that?
That's Born in the USA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just very interesting times in Birdland right now.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It's something.
Yeah. JT is in Parkville. JT, you're on The Fan. 410-583-1057.
Jason, Ken, Tim, how are we doing?
Hey there, bud.
I'm old enough to remember before the season started, somebody said hello, bottom of the division, and three guys kind of scoffed at me.
Oh, I don't think I scoffed at you because I didn't have them in the playoffs. I had them barely winning 83 games and playing the A's for the final
wild card. I scoffed.
Card.
I had them making the playoffs.
Okay. The reason being, I knew the pitching was going to be suspect, but the hitting with runners in scoring position has now been suspect for well over a year.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do that. You know how you fix that? What do they got? Three hitting coaches? Fire them all and hire the guy. Tim, you can't comment on this because I don't think you were around. But back in the day, they used to have categories. Top five in the American League, top five in the National League in batting average, hits, home runs, doubles, triples, and stolen bases. You know who was in those categories a lot? The gentleman who was a special assistant in spring training that helped a young second baseman with his footwork around the second base bag. I'm talking about B-Rob. He was in those categories a lot. Fire them all and get B-Rob to try and help since Matt can't because he's worried about Jackson's little brother with the draft.
Yeah, Ethan.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate it.
Hey, I think Ethan's going to be down the road in Washington. Yeah, look, we talked about Bordy. I threw a bunch of names out there. Adam Jones is, look, they're paying Brian Roberts. They're not paying him on the baseball side. They're paying him on the mascot, but they're paying him. They're paying Adam Jones to be whatever that is.
A consultant in Barcelona.
They have people on their payroll who have been very successful major league hitters. They have a crisis going on, and I don't think anybody was chronicling that crisis before. Frankly, I was. last year and saying they're not going to hit three run homers all over the place forever, and they're not going to do it against real pitching in the playoffs, and this group needs help. And this hitting incubator, where they're supposed to be elite swing decisions, they don't walk. They don't get on base unless they hit home runs.
You want to know who I want to hear from? Where's the if guy at?
Oh!
We need to hear from guy. The if guy.
If guy was very optimistic in the season.
I don't think any of his ifs came true.
No. Yeah, well, maybe Jackson Holliday.
Yeah.
Jackson Holliday may have come true. The rest of them, no. If
he is to ifs as Adley Rutschman is to clutch hits. Yeah. I don't
and
think many of those came through.
Clutch hits and wall
sits. He's probably doing wall
sits. And donuts.
I don't know. I don't know about any of that. I just know not a lot of clutch hits.
There's more eating than hitting going on.
When you can remember like his last RBI in a month, and it was because it shouldn't have been an RBI.
Yeah, guy fall down. Yeah, lost.
That's
it
not good.
Caused the streak to be busted.
That, trust me, I'm going to remember that one.
Yeah.
That one for a long time.
It really hurt. It hurt.
Nobody's interested in what Mike Elias is finally going to say at 5:30, huh?
You know what's funny? And Jason, I'll give you full credit. You were ahead of this, and even I rolled my eyes when you first started your jihad against Mike Elias. But I think this whole town is now soured on him. Like, if you just look at Twitter, look at places where people
don't know how to do his job.
People
he doesn't know
people
simple,
are done
common
with
sense
him.
Things.
People are done with
human,
him.
Just on a human level.
Yeah.
Just think about the things he botched. Think about the time I went crazy and you guys said I'm an idiot.
Well,
like, he didn't put Gunnar Henderson in the field like for his first game. There's so many stupid things they did. The way they handled.
I went crazy real time when he said, "Oh yeah, this team in 22 has no shot at making the playoffs." Yeah.
That,
and then had to fly to apologize.
The stuff he did at the deadlines, like they can't handle promotions. The way they handled Jackson Holliday a year ago.
They handled Grayson in the minors.
Like, chickens have come home to roost.
Yeah.
That's some big chickens, too.
I know, but I think the fan base.
300-pound chickens, Bone.
Yeah.
How big are those eggs?
A chicken versus 100 people.
I don't. How big's the chicken?
That's what you said.
It's a big, fat chicken.
300-pound chicken, maybe.
Like the catcher.
I tell you what, that chicken will kick the hell out of the Wizards and the Warlocks.
Yeah.
I don't know about your average person, but the calculator genuflectors, they got no chance.
But I do think this town has completely done a 180 on Mike Elias.
How could you not?
There was a period of time where people basically felt he could do no wrong. I remember seeing...
The people who thought I had something personal against him. I've never had anything but a decent interaction with him. I call it like I see it.
Yes.
And I saw through him before two trade deadlines ago. And I started telling you guys I don't buy anything this guy sells anymore.
Yeah.
And the more people I talk to or I trust and the more attention I pay to it, they are about themselves. They're not about this city. They're not about this franchise. They're not about parades. They're about themselves.
And it's not even just locally. It's the national people that we have on. Jim Bowden, but even going back to John Morosi, who we had on probably right around the start of the season, and him saying that the industry is soured on Mike.
And I'm curious, we can't hear it, but Dan O'Dowd was on MLB Network talking about the Orioles, and I'm sure he was not super kind. Hey, coming up next, we've talked a lot about Mike Elias. He will be speaking in about an hour and a half. But what about ownership? When are we going to hear from them? And what do we think of this ownership group now as they came in with so much fanfare a little over a year ago? We discuss next here on The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.